Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Mercy Jodwin. I run Oak and Aspen Graphic Design. We are a local graphic design company that focuses in branding and rebranding, and we focus on company merchandising as well. We love to work with bigger companies, smaller companies, individuals themselves. We just... anything graphic design, that's our space.
Very cool. Okay, so let's get into how did you get involved in graphic design?
So I've been doing graphic design for about 6 to 10 years now. Just a little bit, you know, as a teenager, I started to get into it and the illustrations. And
right.
Over time, I realized I got an iPad probably about 6 months ago is when I started actually focusing on logo designs, and I started to realize that this is something that I can sell, because I was doing this for about 5 to 6 hours a day, and I ran out of ideas, and I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out, I'm going to start doing commissions. And then I found a love for logo design and helping build brands for their companies, and, you know, getting that vibe, getting their passion out there and showing what I can do for this customer.
Right.
I want their passion to show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like a good brand is the best way you can really show your customer what your business is about.
Right.
Yeah.
So when it comes to graphic design, because it's such a visual art form, like it is.
Oh, absolutely.
It is it's visual. I find when I work with individuals, especially from like a video standpoint, they say, hey, I have this idea, yada, yada, yada. And we sit down and we collaborate on their thought.
Yeah.
And then I'll give them a rough, like, okay, this is what I think you were saying. And like, ah, that's not what I really pictured in my head. So over the years, myself and my company, we've kind of nailed it down to be like, okay, ask these specific questions to better extract the information.
Yeah.
How do you do that when it comes to like a logo or a still design that you're developing for somebody else?
So what I do first is I ask them what their passion is mostly about their business. What is what drove you about the same thing as starting a podcast is what is your passion? What drove you to start this business? What do you want to convey to the public about your brand?
Right.
A lot of, you know, what kind of colors do you want? What typography do you want? So what kind of fonts do you want? What is your vision for it? Do you want it like watercolor? Do you want more industrial? I do a lot of research on the brands before I meet with a client.
Okay.
So that I can get a good idea for, you know, how long they've been in business, for what kind of branding they've had so far. Just a good general idea. So yeah, we focus a lot on asking questions for what the client's looking for in the sense of their aura, what they want their company aura to be.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Now, it's Fort McMurray, how long have you been in the community for?
I've been here for almost 9 years.
Almost 9 years. Yep. Okay. Well, yep. That's a long time.
Where moved are you from? Out here when I was 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to high school here?
No, I left actually the day I graduated high school. Within 24 hours, I was on a Greyhound bus out here.
Greyhound? Where are you from?
Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you got a Greyhound bus from Ontario to Fort McMurray?
Yes.
Why?
Because Sault Ste. Marie isn't a good town. It didn't have the same opportunities for me that Fort McMurray carried.
Okay.
So I figured, when is the best time to jump? Is it after college once I've already done this? Or is it now when I can leave and I don't have any ties? I can just go.
Yeah.
And so, that's the freedom.
So as a 17-year-old, how did you even hear about Fort McMurray? How was that on your map?
So my partner at the time was in pipelining. So he decided that we should move up here. I wasn't going to do it. I was going to go to college and, you know, go to college and start my own career. But I figured, you know, to come up to Fort McMurray, there's so many possibilities. And to be able to have that opportunity given to me, it seemed silly to give up.
So what did you get into when you first came to Fort McMurray?
I was bartending for quite a while at the casino.
Oh, I was just going to ask, what establishment?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've spent some time at the casino.
Yeah.
And this year I actually got to volunteer some time at the casino. So I got to see like the back end stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Fascinating industry.
It is. It's such fascinating. And the people there are amazing.
So friendly.
Oh, I know.
So friendly.
I love them.
Yeah.
And even the patrons who come in all the time are so sweet. I honestly, I love that environment.
Yeah.
And I miss the staff there and I miss everything. I got pregnant, so I had to leave. Yeah. And then I got pregnant again, so I wasn't able to go on to
that's right.
So you have working
two
again.
Two kids now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you were bartending there primarily then?
Yes.
Okay. So, silly random question. What's the drink of choice at the casino?
Okay, so what is the customer's drink of choice? Budweiser.
Really?
Yes. 100%.
Out of a bottle, tap?
Bottle. We don't do, I'm not sure if they do now, but at the time we only serve bottles.
Okay, fascinating.
Yeah.
Because, like, it is a question, because I talked to a number of bartenders, and dependent on like where you are, industry you're in, the drink of choice changes dramatically.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Actually, another one that's very popular on the weekends with the Newfoundland crowd is spiced rum and Coke.
Yes.
That is our number one as far as well drinks go, spiced rum and Coke all day, every day.
And they're not really asking for a specific rum in a lot of cases, or are they asking
Captain
for
Morgan's.
Captain Morgan's spiced rum.
That's
or
our
spiced or?
Spiced.
Spiced.
Yeah. White is popular, but not quite as popular.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
3 and 5. And then I have a stepson that is 7.
Holy.
Busy
household.
Very busy household.
Busy household. So during this summer, because we are in the summer right now, what have you been doing to keep them active? And out of your hair, basically.
Oh, my goodness. So we got our 7-year-old an Oculus Rift, which has been the best thing we could have done. He is dripping with sweat at the end of every day, and he's only allowed to, because the battery life only lasts about 2 hours, so it's nice because then he takes a break to go on his bike, or we'll go to the park, or we'll go to Mac Island or something like that.
Yeah,
so we get a nice, you know, a nice break up to our day. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The kids love Walmart, so we go to Walmart sometimes.
Okay.
And sometimes every second day.
Usually
love Walmart though. They don't love
I don't love Walmart either, but I love that they're cheap.
That's right.
So
hey, we get most of our Hot Wheels from Walmart. So
yeah,
the toy section, there's not really toy stores anymore per se.
No,
and so
not.
Walmart's like the last place that has like a toy
a dedicated
section.
Toy section, a dedicated board game section. I know that there is what is it called? The one at the board game store, Tactical Board Games?
Yes,
Yep. They have quite the selection of board games, but it goes for children's toys, it's a lot harder to find.
Yeah.
Other than Colossal Toys in town, they are delivery only, I believe, but they are fantastic.
Yeah. It's one of those things, as a child, there was lots of toy stores, there was lots of game stores, comic books. Like, you could go and see these things, but now they're not really readily accessible to kids, except for like at Walmart.
Yeah,
Walmart and Superstore, I think, are the only two places in Fort McMurray that have like a kids toys section.
Superstore. Save On Foods in Thickwood has a little one.
Yeah.
Quite expensive. Not worth it to check out.
And it's usually like pool floaties or
exactly like squishmallows.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, it's not like actual toys.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Oculus, I think, or there's a lot of different products you could use that like accomplish the VR.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think, oh, it's a video game and they're just going to be sitting there and they're, but like you said.
Oh, it's some a very of those, physical game.
Very physical. You could get some very physical games for that.
Yep. He's very into Gorilla Tag, where you have to move your arms to be able to move.
Okay.
So he is constantly, looks like he's skiing 100% of the time, pretty much.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny.
That is so cool.
The headset will sometimes fall off of him.
Yeah.
Because, or start to fall off of him because his hair is so sweaty.
Right. Yeah. That's
so funny.
That's awesome. So now in regards to your business, how can people like get in contact with you?
So we have a ton of different ways that you can get in contact with us. You can either call us at our phone number.
Yeah.
You can message us on Facebook, either my personal page or the Oak and Aspen page.
Yeah.
You can reach out to us through our website. We have a website, oakaspendesign.com. Mm-hmm. So we have a contact form there. We also have a custom order form at the end of all of our products. So we offer all of our products online as well.
Very cool.
We take Sezzle, we take PayPal, all credit cards. So we offer payment plans as well for people who don't want to pay an upfront fee of, you know, it can get quite expensive depending 100%. On what branding you want to do.
Yeah.
We also offer stuff like company signage, so big signs, like 12 by 24 foot signs.
Okay.
So we offer all of that as well. That's all custom ordered, obviously. So for that, you'd fill out a custom order form or you would just get in contact with us again through any of those methods.
Very cool.
We also have our email. It's admin@oakaspendesign.com. So they can reach out to us that way as well.
There we go. I had another question in my head, but Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment, the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we're going to give a big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. If you're looking for skin-based products, tinctures, stuff for your beard, for the gentleman, maybe even some artwork, give Carrie from Patchouli Rose a call. Carrie, thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, here with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is your favorite company logo you've seen?
Ooh, one that I've seen or one that I've created?
No, one that you've seen. Can be any brand, any company. What's your favorite logo?
That's a really tough question.
It's a really good question.
I really like Mader Mining. And yeah, Mader Mining, I think, is one of my favorites. Because to me, the way that they are created, it almost looks like a thought bubble of gears to me. Another one that I really enjoy is the Inner City Diesel. Yeah, local company. I really enjoy them. Their logo, it just spoke to me. It's very industrial while still being very warming. Mm-hmm. And I find that it's very open, so to speak. I'm not really sure how to word that, but it's very opening and welcoming. Yeah. So I find that it's a nice, you know, it's a nice mix between professionalism and openness.
Yeah, there we go.
Question number two. What is one thing about a logo people wouldn't expect to go into it?
Ooh. So a lot of times people don't expect you to have to, I'm not sure if this is exactly what you mean by that question, but people don't expect typography to be an important part of a logo. So typography is fonts. So again, you don't expect it to be a big part of it. You think it's just as easy as putting Comic Sans on it or changing it to Times New Roman. Yeah. Absolutely not. I go through at least 200 fonts per logo design.
Yep.
Yeah.
Side note, there is no wrong answers on the Max City Minute. You could just answer a totally different question and we would just...
Which has happened.
Yeah, we could go with it.
Oh, yeah, I don't always understand what people are saying.
Oh, I never do, so it's okay. You just head down and pretend you know.
Yeah.
Question number three for you today. What is the most memorable commercial jingle to you?
There's so many. I don't watch commercials, to be honest.
There's not one from, like, your childhood that, like, rings through?
Not really.
Like, Cars Cost Less than Wetaskiwin.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, those are the ones.
See, I didn't have TV when I was a kid.
Oh, we're
so
going to...
I didn't have TV until I was 13?
Wow.
No, 10. 10 when I had TV, and it was 14 when I had the internet.
We're going to talk about that after this Max City Minute is finished.
Question number four. What is your go-to dish to make for your children on a busy day?
Ooh, I would say gnocchi and gnocchi and tomato sauce with a little bit of sausage.
My kid would love you.
Oh, it's so good. And it's better the next day.
Yeah.
And your final question. What is your biggest goal you have for the future of your own business?
Oh, I want to rebrand. I work with some oil companies right now, but I would love to expand that and work with bigger oil companies. But I love to work with the smaller nail salons and stuff like that, but I would love to expand it so I could work with everyone.
Those have been your five questions.
Beautiful.
Let's jump into why you didn't have TV until you were 10 or the internet till you were 13. How does that go about happening?
So we lived in a very rural community. Yeah. Sault Ste. Marie is about the same population as Fort McMurray, but we lived outside of Fort McMurray or outside of Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
So we were about 15 to 30 minutes outside, which doesn't seem like a lot, but we didn't have the resources. We didn't have internet available.
Yeah.
They didn't have the technology at the time in that area, so we just weren't able to get internet until that point. It was an astronomical fee. And TV, my parents just never really cared about. So we lived on a 2-acre property, so we just picked rocks a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It was, worked in the shop a lot with my dad and, you know, cooked a lot with my mom. I learned a lot of really, really great life skills, which is part of why we work with teens now. So we also have a mission to work with teens 12 to 17 primarily.
Okay.
And our mission is to offer them, you know, safe, effective environments where they can go and they can learn different things. They can learn their life skills, how to change a tire. My fiance is a double seal mechanic.
Okay.
So he can teach them how to change their tires, how to check your oil, how to make sure your car is running properly, functionally, and when to bring it into a shop.
Right.
We've got a ton of mentorship available with, you know, different life experiences. I'm very crafty and very homemakery, so I'm very good with the cooking, the budgeting.
Yeah.
So we just want to offer all this information to our local teens. We're partnered with Justin Slade Youth Foundation, the CMHA, Integrated Youth Services.
Yeah.
We're looking at getting partnership with a couple of other, you know, AshFam and things like that. And the schools, we're hoping to get into the schools as well to offer life skill classes. And just try and get out there.
And this is outside of the business?
Nope, this is with the business.
Within the business? Yeah. Oh, very cool.
So on our website, we actually have a page for Justin Slade where people can go and look for more information for Justin Slade. We have one for the CMHA.
Okay.
And as we're working on getting more of these partnerships and more things, we're actually looking at working with the Bill Woodward.
Yeah.
And they're quite excited about that.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like no TV.
Yeah.
You would definitely have to create
something. Yes. Yeah. And that's part of why I was so into art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to dovetail you. It's like you read my mind. How did you find your first passion for art?
My mom is an artist.
Okay. So and what kind of artist?
She does everything. Okay. She does everything from calligraphy to sculptures. And she does fantastic work. I've never seen art like my mom's, to be honest.
Okay.
Does she sell it?
Not anymore. She, has issues with her hands now, so she's not able to create the same way that she was.
Right.
So she really got me into my passion for art because I realized how much you can show your love for things through your art, and you can show what's in your brain. It's a lot different than trying to explain something when you can show someone a picture. That's 100%. Why I always offer with my logos, I'll always offer a couple of free mock-ups, about 5 free mock-ups.
Right.
So that the customer can see what I'm envisioning, because it's you can explain it until your lungs go out, but sometimes unless you can have a picture of it, people won't understand it.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it. And so your mom was an artist. What was what did your dad do? You said he had
a
shop.
My dad's an electrical engineer.
Oh, okay.
So he is one of the smartest men I know, to be honest. He runs the entire electrical engineering and automation department back in Sault Ste. Marie at the Oklahoma Steel. Currently trying to get him to move out here so he can make a bit more money, because it's better money
and
up here.
And just be closer to you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I would love him to be closer to me. We're best friends.
That's awesome. And do you have any siblings?
Yes. Two younger siblings. Two younger brothers. We're each 2 years apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, because you're the eldest, were you kind or a bully?
I was the mother figure.
Okay.
My mom was always working, so I was kind of always around as the mother figure to my brothers, and I think that's why, because growing up I always wanted to be a mom.
Yeah.
And that was, I know that's so typical, but that was all I wanted
to be. I
don't
think
that's
typical. I think it depends on like generation who you talk to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did your brothers, are they still back there, or did they?
So one of my brothers is actually in Alert Nunavut right now. He works with the Navy.
Oh,
so he is up there doing so he is a are they called? I can't even remember. He works with the sky, with clouds and stuff like that. He's not a weatherman, so to speak.
Right.
I wish I could think of the word right now. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
He'll comment on the episode later. We'll
yeah,
get it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And what's your other brother do?
He is a carpenter. He's a Finnish carpenter.
Oh, nice. And yeah. Is he here or is he back
no,
home as well?
No, he's back home as well. I'm the only one that moved out here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I pretty much up and left my entire family, which was very hard.
No
and
doubt.
It's still very hard, especially now where we have, you know, grandchildren.
That's right.
And they don't get to see... My parents have only been up here one time each, and yeah. It was for the birth of my children.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One made it up for one birth, the other made it up for the
other. One. Yeah. So you got to travel back to see them more often than they come up here then.
Which costs about $5,000 a
yeah,
trip.
Yeah, when you're traveling with a family of that size.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I grew up, I have there's three kids, so I have two younger siblings as well,
mm-hmm.
and mom and dad, so there's five of us.
Yeah.
And my parents did a phenomenal job of making sure that every summer when we were off, we traveled somewhere.
Yeah.
Which was great. And, like, I've been able to see the world because of my parents. But the cost behind that was astronomical, even back then. So now it's just...
Yeah.
To travel, it's an expense.
Yeah, it really
with a family.
Is. It's yeah. very expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought of another answer for my...
Let's hear it.
The logo one.
Yeah.
Goat Mechanical.
Goat Mechanical. Where
yeah.
are they located?
They're here.
Okay.
They're a local company. They're... I'll have to comment a picture of their
yeah.
all the logos that I'm yeah. talking about. But I love theirs because, again, it's very industrial, but it
right.
still carries the Goat Mechanical,
yeah.
right? And it's G-O-A-T, like with a period after each. So it's spelt the same way as goat.
Right.
But I think, I'm not sure, but I've always kind of been curious. I think it's to be greatest of all time mechanical.
Yeah, 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 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, logos are neat. Like, only a few days ago, and I can't believe I have never seen this before, but, like, FedEx.
Yeah.
Between like the E and the X
oh,
has an arrow.
You haven't noticed that before.
I only noticed that maybe 3 weeks ago, and I
really?
Was just like, where have I been this whole time? Like people don't recognize, even like with the Mac City logo that we
mm-hmm.
have here, there was a lot of time and thought and effort put
oh,
into
absolutely.
Like where the trees, but the one thing that hardly anybody notices, but there was an organization that tried to like make it,
mm-hmm.
but like the it. Like
yeah.
the IT in there is bigger because we are the it. City. So
I
like there's thought
that.
Process put behind logo and like unless you like really pay attention
absolutely.
More often than not you're going
to miss
it.
Things
That's
yeah
right.
Our logo is quite significant as well actually
okay.
we're because it's oak and aspen so
yeah.
The way I thought of it when I made our logo was he is my fiance is the oak tree and I'm the aspen where he's more sturdy and stable and he's the CFO of our company so he's very level-headed
right
and I'm very flexible and you know I work with the people
right
and it's just you know an aspen tree is very flexible and an oak tree is very sturdy right so
go.
It was
love
very
it.
Yeah we intertwined the branches below to show that we're intertwined and
that's
yeah,
so cool
yeah, there's,
that's great
there's a lot of
yeah.
significance behind it that people wouldn't really think of right
yeah yeah
yeah,
yeah. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch a little while ago. That means we're out of time.
All right.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. I want to shout out, honestly, Inner City Diesel. They are one of my favorite companies in town. They take care of their employees better than anyone else, honestly, that I've seen. They are just fantastic. I don't even know how to word it. They're so friendly and they're fantastic people. They're cheap, not cheap, but they're very affordable.
Yeah.
They work with a ton of companies in town and I'm so proud to see how much they've exploded because they're doing fantastically. That is, I think, honestly, they're one of my favorite companies in town.
Awesome. There you go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.